From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson reporting. Pakistani authorities say gunmen attacked a bus in Karachi today, killing at least 45 people, including 16 women. A provincial police chief said six men riding motorbikes ambushed and entered the bus. Witnesses say the passengers thought the gunmen wanted to rob them and immediately began offering their belongings, including mobile phones and money, begging for their lives. Instead, the attackers ordered them to put their heads down and open fire with automatic weapons. In Islamabad, Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif denounced the bloodshed, saying it's a worrying development that terrorists are now targeting Pakistan's peaceful and innocent communities that have stayed away from controversies. The victims were members of the minority Shiite Ismaili Muslim community. 65, meantime, are confirmed dead in the latest earthquake in Nepal. Nepal felt more aftershocks today as relief workers continued their efforts following a 7.3 magnitude quake that hit yesterday, weeks after the initial quake killed more than 8,000 people. UNICEF's Rose Foley.
We're already getting in clean water, sanitation, hygiene supplies, making sure children have shelter. But with this new quake, we're extremely concerned about what this could mean.
The country's home ministry said 2,000 other people have been injured, with the casualty numbers expected to climb as remote areas are reached. The tremors have also been felt in India, where at least four people died, and in Tibet, where one death was reported. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says he had frank talks about Ukraine, Syria, and Iran with Russian President Vladimir Putin on Tuesday. Speaking at a joint news conference in Sochi with his counterpart, Sergei Lavrov, the top U.S. diplomat, said the talks come at the midst of a challenging time. Before sitting down with Mr. Putin, Kerry met with Lavrov for more than 4 hours. This is VOA News. Mayor Michael Nutter of the northeastern U.S. city of Philadelphia says six people were killed and six more critically wounded when an Amtrak train derailed outside the city late Tuesday night. More than 200 firefighters and police officers, as well as multiple emergency units, responded when the commuter train carrying at least 243 passengers and crew went off the tracks during a run from Washington to New York City. Mayor Nutter says an investigation is underway.
We do not know what happened here. We do not know why this happened. There is no information about that. We are not going to speculate about it. We'll try to answer any other questions that you might have.
National Transportation Safety Board investigators are at the crash scene today. South Korean intelligence is reporting that North Korean leader Kim Jong-un had his defense minister executed for apparently falling asleep at a military event. Brian Padden reports from Seoul.
North Korea's Armed Forces Minister Hyang Young-chol's execution was reportedly carried out by a firing squad with an anti-aircraft gun and watched by hundreds of people. Disloyalty and insubordination, specifically falling asleep at a military event that North Korea's Supreme Leader Kim Jong-un was also attending, were cited as the reasons for the execution. Seoul spy agency says three other high-ranking officials were also executed, the latest of a number of reported purges since Kim Jong-un took power in 2011. Brian Padden, VOA News, Seoul.
A new report says in spite of legal reforms in China since 2009, police abuse of detainees is still a major problem. Sophie Richardson, China director at Human Rights Watch.
The report that we released today looks at how effective new measures adopted between 2009 and 2013 are at curbing wrongful convictions. But what we've found is that not only does ill treatment in detention for criminal suspects remain a serious problem, very few of those mechanisms are really working the way they're supposed to.
In the report issued today, Human Rights Watch says it found police still rely heavily on confessions, sometimes extracted through torture, because they lack staffing to investigate crimes properly.
Some of the most common ones are about just physical beatings, either by police or by guards, particularly by cell bosses, who are, you know, other detainees who've been identified to help maintain order.
Wednesday's report says that police conduct interrogation sessions in front of video cameras, but they take prisoners off camera, and that is when the confessions and the torturing happens. I'm Marty Johnson, reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from V.